Reading Matters. Second Quarter, 2023. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. Happy summer to our entire WTBBL community. I hope everyone is enjoying the season and a great book or two, along with the higher temperatures. Things are in full swing at the library with the Adult Summer Reading Book Bingo, which offers lots of reading options and fun prizes for participation. We also have our Youth Summer Reading Program, All Together Now, which you can read more about in this issue. Also, for the first time, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, is doing a summer reading program, including some wonderful author talks that will supplement both our youth and adult WTBBL summer offerings. Watch our website and social media for more information on the NLS events. Thanks to the Marrakesh Treaty and expanded book acquisition, NLS continues to add more books in languages other than English to the collection than ever before. To better represent the non-English language materials for patrons, NLS is changing terminology from foreign language to international language. This is keeping with terminology used by the rest of the Library of Congress and among public libraries around the country. NLS has also started producing a new publication to highlight the international language materials and help patrons locate new titles. The current issue of the online publication, International Language Quarterly, ILQ, can be found at www.loc.gov/NLS/ILQ. It's been several years since WTBBL did a patron satisfaction and library usage survey, and we want to hear from you. This survey, which is typically done every 2 to 3 years, will be in the next issue of Reading Matters and online. NLS is also always interested in hearing from patrons. Gallup, the global analytics and consulting firm, is currently conducting a nationwide patron survey on behalf of NLS. As part of the annual survey, Gallup is fielding a short online survey specifically on the use of digital devices and voice assistants. In case Gallup calls you, rest assured this is a legitimate survey. In April, we celebrated our incredible volunteers during National Volunteer Week. At WTBBL, we could not do all we do without the amazing work, dedication, and contributions of our volunteers. We have just passed a major milestone with our volunteers. Since July 1, 2008, when WTBBL transitioned from the Seattle Public Library's purview to direct administration as part of the Washington State Library and the Office of Secretary of State, our volunteers have logged over 100,000 hours. Celebrations included an author presentation by local author B.J. Cummings, who talked about and read from her book, The River That Made Seattle, A Human and Natural History of the Duwamish, DBC 19107, which was produced in audio at WTBBL for addition to the NLS collection. Volunteers and community members had a wonderful time learning more about our home river. Enjoy this issue, and as always, happy reading.
calling all WTBBL artists. Paint, sculpt, knit, or crochet. Now is the time to start creating. We'll be holding a patron art show in spring 2024 and want you and your art. More information to come. Bard tip. Forgot your password? It's now easier than ever to reset it yourself. Go to https://nlsbard.loc.gov and click on Reset Your Bard Password here. Enter your email and press Submit. You will receive an email from Bard with a hyperlink in it. Click on the hyperlink to be taken to a password reset page where you will create a new password. Pay careful attention to the password requirements and restrictions. As always, if you need additional help, you can reach Ryan at 206-386-1254.
State Library Update by Sarah Jones. The 2023 state legislature provided several areas of support to the Washington State Library. These included ongoing support for the Washington State Library program, providing Microsoft, LinkedIn Learning, and industry certifications to any resident with a library card from any Washington public library. This very successful program has been in place since 2013. Because of the funding in this legislative session, the program became an ongoing part of Washington State Library's budget. Another important project that received state funding is the new Institutional Library Services at the Echo Glen Children's Center, an unfenced, medium/maximum security facility in Snoqualmie, bordered by natural wetlands. Echo Glen provides rehabilitation treatment services for juvenile male offenders and is the only institution for juvenile female offenders. It provides educational services for a wide range of youth with varying needs. The legislative funding provides ongoing support for a librarian and an up-to-date and culturally responsive library. This was initially funded with federal LSTA, Library Services and Technology Act, funding, but will now have state support. Based on that success, funding was also provided for library services at Green Hill School in Chehalis, a medium/maximum security facility that provides older males sentenced to juvenile rehabilitation treatment with education and vocational training. Legislative support provides the opportunity to bring high-quality library services to residents at both facilities, instilling lifelong learning and connections to public libraries in their communities. In future legislative sessions, Washington State Library hopes to continue expanding all the programs that support Washingtonians with quality information and educational materials, and advocate for the importance of libraries of all types and sizes in every community. We also remain vigilant and responsive, with the support of Secretary of State Steve Hobbs, in ensuring that the right to read and access to information is not impeded by the current attempts of censorship and book banning here in Washington and across the United States. Summer Reading Bingo by Indigo Mikulik. Book Bingo. For the first time, WTBBL's summer reading isn't just for kids. All adult patrons were sent a bingo card in the mail. If you did not receive one or would like a digital copy, let us know. Summer reading is a great way to try something different, branch out, and discover a new favorite genre. Haven't read poetry since your high school English class? Pick up a poetry book this summer. Friends with a Westerns fan? Find something you can read together from our recommended Westerns list. With 16 categories to choose from, there's something for every reader. If you're still not sure where to start, contact us. We've put together recommended reading lists for every bingo category, and we're excited to share our favorites. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook to get more of our featured staff picks throughout the summer. Keep track of the books you read from now through August 31st. Book titles may be used only once per bingo card. You do not need to write your titles on the card. Simply mark the box. Once the season is over, send us your completed card. Each bingo on your card will count as one entry to a prize raffle, and blackout cards will be entered into an extra special grand prize raffle. Everyone who submits a card will receive a prize. All cards must be submitted by September 8th. Recommended reads. Not sure what to read next? Let our library staff bookworms help you. Each month, we select a topic and compile a list of titles to distribute via email, on Facebook, and on Instagram for your exploration. There's something for everyone in our recommended reads. Let us know if you want to be added to the email list. Youth Services by Erin Groth. Who's ready for summer? WTBBL is, and we hope you are too, because this year's theme is All Together Now. Registration to receive weekly activity packets closed on June 22nd, but we still have plenty of exciting events throughout the summer to look forward to. WTBBL is working with the Seattle Public Library and Woodland Park Zoo for another year of Inclusion Fest, and the National Library Service, NLS, is hosting several virtual events featuring amazing authors and fun activities. This summer is extra special because we are also hosting the first ever multi-state pen pal program in conjunction with the Michigan Braille and Talking Book Library. Youth patrons from all over Washington and Michigan will send each other letters in Braille or large print, making friends across state lines and connecting through shared experiences. Let us know if you'd be interested in participating. In other news, the Youth Services Librarian has been sharing stories of WTBBL's always fun-filled summer reading program at both the NLS Western Conference and the Washington State School for the Blind's annual track meet. We love getting the word out on all the exciting things we get up to here at WTBBL. Stay up to date on Youth Services by subscribing to our e-newsletter, DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter. Contact Youth Librarian Erin at erin.groth@sos.wa.gov or 206-615-1253 to be put on the list. Some dates to remember. Thursday, July 6th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., virtual. Story time from Turtle Dance Music for K to third graders. Saturday, July 8th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Inclusion Fest at Seattle Sensory Garden in the Woodland Park Zoo Rose Garden, featuring story time with ASL interpretation and a Braille-enhanced story stroll through the book A Park Connects Us by Sarah Nelson. Tuesday, July 11th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., virtual, author talk with Celia Perez, writer of The First Rule of Punk, BR024708, DB089161, DB104263, Spanish language, LP026078, for middle schoolers. Saturday, July 22nd, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., virtual, author talk with Annette Bay Pimentel and Jennifer Keelan Chaffins, writers of All the Way to the Top, How One Girl's Fight for Americans with Disabilities Changed Everything. BR024705, DB104007, for K to 5th graders. Thursday, July 27th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., virtual, Author Talk with Kwame Alexander, writer of The Crossover, BR024707, DB079528, DB111942, Spanish language, LP025969, for middle and high schoolers. Thursday, August 3rd, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Virtual. Author Talk with Jenny Torres Sanchez, writer of We Are Not From Here, DB099474, DB105900, Spanish language, for high schoolers. Do you have any questions for these awesome authors? Send them to erin.groth@sos.wa.gov, and they may be answered live.
WTBBL Book Club by Ryan Gelski. Our WTBBL Patron Book Club is in full swing. With both call-in and computer join options, we have participants from all over the state. If you'd like to become a book club member, please call or email Ryan or visit our website. The website also lists the books for the year and meeting dates and times. July, Young Mungo by Douglas Stewart, DB107722. Coming of age in a housing development in Glasgow, Scotland, in the early 1990s, James, a Catholic, and Mungo, a Protestant, dream of finding somewhere they belong as their illicit friendship deepens to love. Sanctuary is found between the two boys in rebellion against the brutal gang machismo, divisions of sectarianism, and threat of violence for being queer. Ultimately, can loving someone too much prevail against the dangers they face? August, The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna, DB102287. In 1921, Elsa Wolcott marries Raffi Martinelli in face of an unreputable future as a spinster. Now, 13 years later, everything on the Martinelli farm is dying, including Elsa's tenuous marriage, as millions are out of work and drought devastates America's breadbasket. In this uncertain and perilous time, Elsa, like so many of her neighbors, must make an agonizing choice: fight for the land she loves, or leave it behind and go west to California in search of a better life for her family. September, Black Enough, edited by Ibi Anu Zaboy, DB094320, BR022565. Edited by National Book Award finalist Ibi Zaboy, and featuring some of the most acclaimed best-selling Black authors writing for teens today, Black Enough is an essential collection of captivating stories about what it's like to be young and Black in America. The WTBBL Book Club provides a comfortable, stimulating place to discuss the outstanding books selected by its members. Beth H. Quilcene. New Audiobooks by John Pye. Our Northwest legacy takes center stage in these books produced recently here at WTBBL and uploaded to the NLS collection. DBC 19104, After the Blast, The Ecological Recovery of Mount St. Helens, by Eric Wagner. Mount St. Helens erupted on May 18, 1980, leaving a 234-square-mile wasteland in the blast zone. Yet a few weeks later, plants were sprouting in the ash. The natural restoration of the area over the decades since is clearly described. 2020, narrated by Greg Porter. DBC 15869, Alice in Chains, The Untold Story by David DeSola. Alice in Chains was one of the first Seattle bands to hit it big in the early 1990s. The account of its rise, fall, and resurrection gets into the band's influences along with a detailed history of the birth of grunge. 2018. Narrated by Mary Schlosser. DBC 15770. Waterway, The Story of Seattle's Locks and Ship Canal by David Williams and Jennifer Ott. Seattle is bordered by the Salish Sea to the west and Lake Washington to the east, with Lake Union in the middle. As Seattle grew, ambitious plans for commercial development led to digging canals and building locks to connect the three bodies of water. 2017. Narrated by Deborah Godfrey. DBC 15760. 1968, The Year That Rocked Washington. By John C. Hughes, Lori Larson, and the Legacy Washington Program at the Washington State Heritage Center. A spotlight on 19 Washingtonians whose lives reflected the unsettling problems and soaring ideals of the 60s. A Green Beret in Vietnam, reformers, civil rights activists, an author, and a top 40 DJ are some of the people who tell their stories of that tumultuous time. 2018. Narrated by Michael Memo. DBC 15759. The Spokane River. Edited by Paul Lindholt. The Spokane River runs from Lake Coeur d'Alene to the Columbia River, shaping the land and its history. This collection of essays covers the river's history, geology, and the effects it had on the people living on its banks. 2018. Narrated by Deborah Godfrey. New Braille Books by Ed Godfrey. WTBBL's Braille Department and its volunteers have recently made these titles available to our Braille reading patrons. Youth Books. BRC 01947. High and Dry by Eric Walters, 2020. Dylan lives on a remote island in the Pacific Northwest with his parents, but when they have to go to the mainland, his grandfather weathers a storm to come spend time with him. Grandpa's brought Dylan a number of gifts, and one comes in handy the next day while they're exploring the coast. This gift leads the duo to a dangerous discovery. A young orca got stuck on the rocks during the storm. Racing against the sun and the heat, Dylan and Grandpa need to work together to save the calf while his pod circles nearby. For grades K through 3. Transcribed by Karen Hara. BRC 01943. BRW 08791. Little Kunoichi, The Ninja Girl, by Sanae Ishida, 2015. Little Kunoichi, a young ninja in training, is inspired by tiny chibi samurai's practice and skills. Ninja skills don't come so easily to Little Kunoichi. She needs determination and a special friend to unleash her power. For grades K through 3. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BB 01512. The Very Fluffy Kitty Papillon by A.N. Kang, 2016. Papillon is a very fluffy kitty, so fluffy that he's lighter than air. His owner tries to weigh him down, but Papillon just wants to fly. One particularly sunny day, he floats right out the window. Exploring the wide world is exhilarating, but it's also a little scary. Will his new friend be able to help him return home? Print/Braille. For preschool and older. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRC 01942. Price Guide to the Occult by Leslie Walton, 2018. 16-year-old Nor, who comes from a long line of witches, prefers to hide her ability to communicate with nature and lives in constant fear of the return of her abusive mother. For junior and senior high readers, transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRC 01944, BRW 8790. I Am Jackie Robinson, by Brad Meltzer, 2015. Jackie Robinson always loved sports, especially baseball. But even though Jackie was a great athlete, he wasn't allowed on the best teams because of the color of his skin. Jackie knew that sports were best when everyone of every color played together. For grades K through 3. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. Adult Books. BRC 01945. New Suns. Original speculative fiction by people of color. Edited by Nisi Shawl, 2019. Writers of many races tell of science fiction, fantasy, horror, and their indefinable overlappings. These authors tell of our many possible pasts and futures. Transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRC 01946. Higher. 100 Years at Boeing. By Russ Banham, 2015. In the past century, the Boeing Company has gone from a small local business making canvas and wood seaplanes in a converted boathouse to the world's largest aerospace company. The story of Boeing and the aerospace industry is filled with the struggles and triumphs of people with the passion to do what has never been done before. This is the engrossing story of the first 100 years of an enterprise and industry like no other, one that has defended the free world, put men on the moon, and changed the way humans live on Earth, and a peek into what tomorrow may bring. Transcribed by Gail Vicioni. E-reader update. We still have Braille e-readers available for any patron who requests one, and are pleased to announce that any outgoing e-reader will have software version 2.0 pre-downloaded on it. If you need help connecting to Wi-Fi on your e-reader to download version 2.0, or you want to request a physical copy on cartridge to update your e-reader, please contact me. I am also available for troubleshooting and helping you get logged into Bard for instant downloads of books to the service. Ryan Gelski, Integrative Services Librarian, 206-386-1254.
New Staff at WTBBL by Jessica Jensen. Hi, I'm Jessica Jensen, but people usually just call me JJ. I'm the new administrative assistant at WTBBL. I have always had a passion for reading and for understanding and helping people across diverse and especially underserved communities. I received a Bachelor of Arts in English and recently completed a Master of Arts in Psychology. I'm so happy to have a job where I can use both degrees to help the community, develop empathetic and meaningful connections, and hopefully discuss literature with anyone willing to start a conversation with me. This is my first time living in Washington and my first time back in the U.S. after 8 years living abroad. I was an English teacher in Korea for many years after I graduated from university in Texas, and I used my vacation time to travel to other countries and get involved in nonprofit work when the opportunities arose. I was fortunate to learn Korean and had the opportunity to connect more with my Korean culture. When I'm not at work, I'm usually at the park with my 2-year-old Korean Jindo. We are working on adjusting her to the new city and making her some 4-legged friends. One of my goals in life is to learn more languages so I can connect with communities across the language and cultural gap. I'm still trying to perfect my Korean skills and have started taking French classes. I'd love to learn Spanish, Italian, and American Sign Language in the future. I also love reading books in my spare time. I can't choose a favorite book or genre, but these days I've been inhaling nonfiction history and psychology books, as well as YA fantasy and romance. I'm always welcome to book recommendations, especially those with a BIPOC, LGBTQ+, or feminist lens. I enjoy stories with sarcastic or witty banter, well-rounded and flawed characters, and a good trope now and then. I'm so thankful to my WTBBL teammates for welcoming me to their amazing community, and I'm excited to contribute whatever skills I can to help further the mission of the organization. CCTV Lending Program by Kim Kanan. The Washington State Department of Services for the Blind, DSB, continues to partner with WTBBL to implement the popular desktop video magnifier, or CCTV, lending program. Since 2021, more than 60 CCTVs have been distributed to WTBBL patrons. Due to the program's continued popularity, more have been ordered, and we are once again ready to distribute these incredible tools. What is a CCTV? A desktop CCTV is a low-vision aid that consists of a camera with a strong zoom lens, a large flat monitor, and lighting. In addition to magnification, sometimes as high as 70 times, these video magnifiers have other features including enhanced text contrast and text-to-speech functions. What can I do with a CCTV? There are many uses for these devices, including reading magazines and letters, viewing family photos, writing checks, completing a crossword puzzle, or engaging in a favorite crafting hobby. How can I receive a CCTV? WTBBL patrons can receive a CCTV by becoming a client of the DSB's Independent Living, IL, program. The IL program is for people who are 24 or older and have difficulty performing daily life tasks due to their vision loss. IL services are provided to people who are not employed or seeking employment, nor attending school. The IL program does far more than offer CCTVs. It teaches people new skills and provides other aids and devices a person with vision loss needs to live independently. As a client of the IL program, a local community service provider who is authorized by the DSB will work with you to choose the CCTV that best suits your needs. These providers will also offer training on how to use the machines. Request services from the IL program at https://dsb.wa.gov/resources/request-services. How long is the loan? And most importantly, is it free? The loan of the CCTV is free, and just like the talking book players, it is yours to keep as long as you are using it. We will follow up periodically to see if you'd like to continue using your device or return it. If I have questions about the lending program, who should I ask? Sophie Watson is the program coordinator with the Independent Living Program. Call her at 206-543-3616 or email watsos@uw.edu. She can provide you with additional information about the CCTV lending program and connect you with your local community service provider to enroll in the IL program.
Thank you to our donors. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from January to March 31st, 2023. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at www.wtbbl.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Alan Arsand, Joanne Anderson, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, 2. Lydia and David Arnold, Joan Bailey, Timothy Baxter, Joan Benedetti, Christine and Dale Biddle, Elvisa and John Blanco, Shirley Broadbent, David Buchholz, Ursula Buteau, Kathleen Butler, Pauline and C.J. Campbell, Phyllis Christie, Anna and Leslie Clark, Marantz Craw, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Laura Kernut, Robert Daniel, Cheryl Darlington, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Carolyn and Fred Dixon, Edmund Doucette, Geneva Dubois, Mark Durfee, Betty Edwards, David Elliott, Helen Forshee, Adair Gates, Diane and Warren Gehring, Carol and Patrick Graham, Debbie and Leo Hager, Ronald Heath, Jean and Thomas Heestand, Louise Heiliman, Jerry Hunnicutt, Lawrence Inman, Frederick Johns, Helen and Bud Johnson, Phil Jones, Sarah Jones, Kathleen Kenny, Juana Lee Killian, Gretchen Knapp, Elizabeth Lapik, Lynette Larder, Margaret Lee, Mona Lemon, Frederick Liddell, Edna Logan, James Logan, Brian Long, Jerome Lucas, Valerie Lynch Holm, Alice and William McDonald, Jan and John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Monty Martinson, Christine and Glenn Masters, Deanna Matson Walker, George McCracken, Judith and James McHarness, Richard McHenry, Marion and Neil Milburn, Danielle Miller, Francine Morgan, Jody Nelson, Nancy and Irving Neisether, Phyllis and John Olson, James Parker, Anne Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Georgine and Rolf Pedersen, Alice Phillips, Virginia Price, Ladine Rantala, Murtis Reed, Anne Ryder, Janet Reddig, Rianne and Robert Richardson, Marilyn Ring Nelson, Marianne Robinson, Ida and Donzel Robinson, Paul Rois, Robert Rowning, Diane and Francis Ryan, Margaret and Theodore Sabine, Dina Schexnader, Lynn Schwendeman, Rebecca Scott, Linda Sellers, Susan Schell, Charles Sickers, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy Skipper, V. Ruth Smiley, Elizabeth and Worthington Smith, Betty and Bert Smith, Thelma Smith, Angela Spiegel, Beverly and Anthony Starkovich, Christopher Stone, Trudy Stotts, Norman Streutker, Miriam Stutzman, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Suter, Jacqueline Taubel, Frida Tesch, Laura and Daryl Tetz, Andrea and Bill Thompson, Tracy Timmons, Marianne Toplin, Marilyn Turley, Deborah and Brent Vanderwilt, Marion Wagoner, Daryl Ward, Myrna White, David Wilder, Leslie Williams, Thomas Wojciechowski, Phyllis Woodman, Karen Woodworth. In honor of Bill and Nancy Savage. In memory of Wayne Clark. Mike Harvey. Lillian Hoiby. Ardith Kling. Katie and Neil Parker. William Herbury Thompson, Jr. Questions about donating? Please contact Laura Mott, LAURA.MOTT at sos.wa.gov or call 360-902-4171. This has been Reading Matters for the second quarter, 2023, from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Your readers have been Alicia Eisler and Nathan Uretta.